Bamitzia, Perkei Mishnah Beis, Amal Ves Chavero, person lends to his friend, Lo Yodor Bechatzeru Chinam. The lender shouldn't live in the borrower's chatzer for free, because this is Ribis Midrabanan. It looks that this is the schar for the loan that you get to live in his property. Lo Yiskar Mimen Vipachas. And if you lend him money, let's say Ruvain lends Shimon, Ruvain shouldn't rent from Shimon for less than what the going market is for rent. Mipneshu Ribis, because it seems also that this is Ribis. This is Ribis Midrabanan. Because also it's like a reward, a benefit that you're lending him, that he's giving you back use of his field for cheaper. Marbin ala socher vein marbin ala mecher. You're allowed to add to the renting, but you're not allowed to add to a sale because of Ribis. What does this mean? Ketzad. Hiskir lo as chatzero. If a person, let's say Reuven is maskir his field to Shimon. Va'omer lo. And Reuven says to Shimon, In me achshavat hanosin li, harei hu loch ve'eser sloim l'shana. If you pay me now to rent this field, it's going to be 10 sloim for the whole year. Vim shal chodesh b'chodesh, but if you pay me each month, b'sela l'chodesh, one sela for each month, which would come out to 12, not 10, the halacha is here, mutter, this is mutter. So paying me up front, less, if you want it, you pay all of it up front, you pay 10 sloim. But if you wait till the end of the month, you're going to pay me more. So it seemed that this is ribis, because by waiting, the person that owns the land, by waiting to get paid back, is requiring him to pay him more. But the teretz is, this is not true. And the reason is, because the Rav says when it comes to rent, rent is always due at the end of the month. So it's not that you're prolonging something. Adaraba, if you would pay each and every month at the end, that is actually the market's value for it. And when you pay earlier, you're doing the opposite. You're actually paying early. So all he's doing is he's just giving you a discount to pay earlier. That's not ribis. You can give somebody a discount. You pay me all up earlier when you're not really required to. I'm giving you a discount. That's not ribis. However, the next case, macher lo asadeo, if he sells him his field, va'amar lo, he tells him, im me'achshav ata nosin li, when it's really due. If you pay me now, harei hi shaloch be'elav zuz, 1,000 zuz. Im la'goren, but if you do it by the time of threshing, after the tfua is sold, he'll have money with what to pay him. B'shnei masar mana, then you have to pay me more, usser. There, that's usser. Because there, when is it really due? It's due right up front. And here, you're actually delaying something that was due. As opposed to the previous case, you are making payment to something earlier than was due. Here, the payment was due right up front. You're delaying it. And by the fact that you're delaying it, you're making him pay more by this mecher, by this sale. Therefore, it's usser because of ribis midrabanan. And this is also the same din by metaltalin as well. And any type of business, by delaying payment, you add on to the payment. That's ribis midrabanan and is asur.